Hurricane Milton, see ya. No, seriously, see ya. Get out, don't ever come back. I'm going to do a post-Milton podcast here. It will have nothing to do with sports. So if you aren't interested in hearing a first-person account, just skip over this podcast and I'll see you at the next one. But I'm not going to turn the page without saying a few things about the last couple of weeks, about the experience, about my community. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area, 813-902-3576, or for a free consult, visit brandonlegalgroup.com. Pin Chasers. All four Pin Chasers locations in the greater Tampa Bay area are back open for bowling, food, and fun, something many of us can use to varying degrees depending on how the storm and or storms affected us the last month. Go to Pin Chasers on Instagram to see their daily specials, Dollar Mania on Monday, Cyber Bowling on Sunday, so much more. For lane reservations or party planning, go to pinchasers.net. Also a special mention, normally I only talk about Hooters and the original Hooters brand that sponsors the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast in that separate podcast. But my friend needs a little help, and that's what this podcast is about. So my friend is Tony Metzler. He's been my friend for years. He has supported me from a podcast standpoint, from a Todd Wright Tour Golf standpoint, and he's just a terrific guy. He became store manager of the Johns Pass Village Hooters location after his name was on the door at the 4th Street location where we did one of our fantasy drafts. He even coordinated that, even though he had already moved on to Johns Pass. Johns Pass Village is right there between Madeira Beach and Treasure Island. And it's a little piece of paradise that people on the Gulf beaches like me, who grew up there, have known about for a long time. There are certain things you're always going to get when you go to Hooters. You go to the Johns Pass Village location and you're like, whoa, yeah, for where it's located. It'd been a while since Tony was able to open that store. We're recording this on Wednesday afternoon. He got to open late Monday morning of this week. I texted him after the store had closed. I didn't want to bother him knowing what he was dealing with. And I just said, hey, how'd it go? And he honestly said to me, wish we had more customers. So I said, let me see if I can get the word out. So just know the Johns Pass Village location of Hooters reopened this week, and Tony would love to see you. He even disclosed to me, you know, there's a lot of things that a store manager of Hooters deals with, and he said, a lot of it relates to customers. He said, the last few weeks, he wished he had more things relating to customers. So the store is open at Johns Pass Village. I believe the only one not open at all is Newport Richey, and I hope that's changing as we speak. But of the 11 original Hooters locations, go to originalhooters.com. Call them if you have any doubts about hours or whatever. I evacuated to the Trinity Ranch area, and I know that Hooters in Odessa on 54, one of the newest in the area, was not open until Saturday, and then they were packed for that big Saturday of college football after Milton came through. So go see Tony at the Johns Pass Village Hooters location. I'm going to get over there as well, and he'd love to see you. Love to serve you some wings, a cold Mick Ultra, butter Bud Light, a neutral beverage, all for under $5 at Hooters, originalhooters.com. My email is right.todd@yahoo.com. Throughout the last couple of weeks, so many people have reached out to me to ask how I was doing. Some via ways I didn't expect. As the storm was headed for the West Coast, I had many people, more than ever, say, hey, do you need a place to go? These were people in Florida. These were people not in Florida. It reminded me of 2018. There was a storm headed this way. And I had almost as many people reaching out saying, do what you need to do, encouraging me to evacuate. Some who knew what was going on, some not so much, they just care. And finally, some friends in Vegas, Jay Cornegay, Rose Rocco, and the staff at the Westgate Superbook basically said, get a plane ticket before the airport closes. We got a room for you here. So I evacuated to Vegas. Now, I know that sounds fun. It's always fun in Vegas, and it's always fun at the Westgate, thanks to Jay and Rose. But I spent most of the time in my room watching the Weather Channel, because a Weather Channel reporter, not Cantori, was stationed literally across the street from my condo in Tampa at a Hilton, because I'm right by some hotels since I'm right by the airport. Turns out things were fine at my condo. The storm made a turn. But you know what? When these storms turn, it's tough for us Floridians. Because when the storm turns away from us, it usually affects our neighbors. And just because that storm in 2018 turned was just horrible news for more of my neighbors down the west coast of Florida. And really, since 2018, I mean, I'm not going to – COVID stunk. I still don't know what the hell was going on there. I didn't like it. I made the best of it. But since 2018, other than COVID, these storms, either on an every year or this year, multiple storms, whether it was Debbie, then Helene, and then Milton. It's just, it's like it's sitting in front of my face. And I want it to go away. Now, let me get something out there for those of you that weren't able to reach out or didn't. Even a passing thought is appreciated. I'm okay. I didn't know where I was evacuating, but I got out. I got out early before the traffic, and I ended up at a terrific friend's house, a newly constructed home, just north of 54, away from the Gulf, away from the bay, but still was going to be hammered by some winds and weather. And the situation couldn't have been made more comfortable for me by my friends and that family. At the same time, sitting in that house as the storm passed through, even with this newly constructed home, storm shutters, law in that county now, and other things that made it comfortable. I said to the guys at VEASAN, Gil and Kelly, when I was on with them a week ago, sometimes when you have a panic attack, and I've had them, I own it, you feel like the walls are closing in and there's nowhere to escape. I couldn't have been in a more comfortable situation. But when nature is unleashing fury like that, even though you sit there safe and I'm well away from my home, not knowing what's going on there, it's not like the walls are closing in. It's like what is closing in outside the walls to close them in. That's the way I describe it. My condo building was on the news and on social media for damage. The wind gusts, the same winds that ripped the roof at the Tampa Bay Rays Stadium, ripped down the south wall of a four-story parking garage in my condominium. If you'd like to Google it, go ahead. That's my home. So that happened at the height of the storm on Wednesday night while I was away. Amazingly, despite four stories of that facade coming down, no one hurt, no cars damaged, no units were compromised. Debris was everywhere. It blocked the entrance to and from the garage. Total mess. But again, check the boxes. Nobody hurt. No cars damaged. No units compromised. Now that said, many of my neighbors are not as fortunate. Not here in the condo. I'm just talking my neighbors here in the state of Florida, where I have called home since my grandparents decided to move here from Cincinnati, Ohio in the mid-1970s. And they moved to the Gulf beaches. And I may have mentioned this on a previous podcast based on what Helene did, even though Helene went north, but it pushed seawater into these beach communities where I grew up, where I lived, where I rode my bike, where I played Little League Baseball, where I played football with friends on Thanksgiving Day, where I had my first job as a scorekeeper for recreational softball games for the city of Madeira Beach, where I played video games, where I went to school, where I went to elementary school and middle school. Yeah. Occasionally, I go back and drive Gulf Boulevard, where I grew up. And the beauty of it was that it hadn't changed much. And I would drive by my old house, and it's got a different coat of paint. They removed a tree. This was, back in the spring. I don't know what I'm going to see when I go back to look at it. I don't know. I don't want to look on Google Earth. I just want to go. And I'm worried because those beach communities got it bad. And there were other low-lying areas near the bay and north of there in the Gulf, and certainly South Sarasota and down, that got it really bad. Some who had gotten it bad from Helene and then got it again from Milton. They just started to turn the page, and then this happens. I'm fortunate to have friends. I've already mentioned some of my friends in Vegas who helped me out in 2018. But I have friends in Nevada and California and Arizona and Colorado. I have felt more comfortable talking to them, also in Michigan, about this than people around me. You know why? Because I know the people in the friends in Michigan and Colorado in Nevada and Arizona and California, they didn't just go through this. Now, we all have our own battles we fight. But I have been very careful with people here in the state of Florida, even those who weren't near the coast, who asked, hey, how are you? Because some of them went through some of this too, because the storm had to go across land through Orlando. There were horrible tornadoes down in southeast Florida, for crying out loud, from this thing. It makes landfall officially in Sarasota, and tornadoes were ravaging like Palm Beach County and that area, around that area. Just shows you what these things can do. Look, I've never been naive to it. I don't consider myself naive. There are some things in life that I admit I'm pretty stupid about, and at some point I may pay a price for. But I've gone through this with my grandparents. My grandparents are long gone. I miss them, but thank God they didn't have to go through this in the house that I grew up in Reddington Shores. And I hope you don't mind, I talk about my grandparents in the present tense. We never went through this shit. And it could have been so much worse for me and for a lot of people. And it still really, really stunk. there's so many things that happen around this, before it, during it, after it. Things you just don't think about. How much food is going to be spoiled and wasted that you have to throw out, personal and businesses. Gasoline, finding it. How long are you going to wait for it? Are you going to have to fight for it? Yeah, literally, fight for it. Power, internet, air conditioning. I think I've had enough. Can you blame me? Drew and John on 102.5 The Bone did one of their signature okay or not okay topics last week. And it was, is it okay or not okay if you've been a resident of the Tampa Bay area for, let's say, 10 years or more, to just say after this hurricane season, which isn't over, by the way, I've had enough. I'm not going to do this anymore. I don't want to rebuild my life, my home, buy a new, I don't want to be here anymore, or I need to move far enough away for peace of mind. Yeah, I think it's okay. Because that's me. I have had a condominium that I got a great deal on around the time that I lost my grandparents. And I've been in here, it's where I record these things, ever since. This has been my post-grandparent life. I'm going to leave. My first move is not to leave the Tampa Bay area or to leave Florida, but to get further away from storm surge and potential damage. And maybe I'll feel better about just taking on the wind and the rain somewhere where it doesn't flood in something newly constructed that I feel better about. Maybe it's because that's where I evacuated. It doesn't have to be there. There are other areas. Does that mean I'm out of harm's way? No. But it also means I'm still close to a lot of people I care about and who showed the last couple of weeks that they cared about me. So we'll try that. And if that doesn't work, then yeah, then that's it. And those friends I have in Michigan and in Georgia, South Carolina, I'm fortunate. California, Arizona, those friends might become my new neighbors. And I know there's things you deal with everywhere you go, but I'm kind of at the point where I might embrace dealing with something new. Because after 50 years of dealing with these storms, and my grandparents and I have not been, lost our lives, lost our property, lost our possessions, but our neighbors have. I think it's my cue to go. Been fortunate for 50 years. You know, someone said to me the other day, we were talking about this, because talking about it with people near you is not as easy for me, because it's selfish for me to talk about what this has meant to me mentally because of all the tangible things they've literally lost. And you don't know until you talk to these people. And that makes me feel selfish, even though I'm allowed to have a bad day, have a bad time with this. Lost my train of thought a little bit, losing my mind, to be honest with you. The friend I was talking to said, well, this was the worst we've had in the Tampa Bay area in 100 years. And he said, let's hope we don't have another one in 100 years. You know, I'm not willing to take that chance. And I love this area. And I hope there's nothing like this for 1,000 years. But it affects everybody differently. So to all my neighbors, not only in the Tampa Bay area, but the entire state of Florida, who's been dealing with this, especially since 2018. And for some reason, you know, I drop a timestamp there because I evacuated the state when a storm was headed for Tampa, and then it turned right and it hit Southwest Florida really, really bad. I feel for all of you. I really do. This doesn't need a hashtag. This doesn't need a city and a state and that strong name after it. It doesn't. We all just have to handle it our own way, hopefully civilly. Make the decisions we need to make. We only get one shot at life. It's meant to be enjoyed. My grandmother apparently coined the phrase, "This is the price you pay for paradise." She said it back in the 70s when I moved here. A lot of people have been saying that about Florida the past few weeks. I know my grandmother didn't invent it, but damn it, I'm going to give her some credit for it. And I think the price we've paid is, it's enough. So we'll see what happens next. Everybody handles it differently. I'm grateful to be alive. And for those of you that dig in, rebuild and stay, I love it. And for those of you like me who say, I don't know if I can stay, or I got to find somewhere else where I feel more comfortable, I'm right there with you. And it's all okay. Thanks for hearing me out. I didn't want to just start talking sports and other things in this podcast without acknowledging the experiences and the first person account and how I'm feeling about what's gone on around Tampa Bay and the west coast of Florida the last couple of months. I hope you respect my honesty. Thanks for listening to the Todd Wright Toddcast. We'll talk to you next week.